action. Yo, you are really dark on this video.
Told you. I got a hat on.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Wow, it gives you 10 shades darker. Yeah. That's wicked.
Because mm-hmm. Okay. It's a black hat.
Yo, but it's like significant. It's almost like he's a different person.
But it helps. It helps.
Change up his look every 5 minutes.
just like when Bianca had sew on that the wig to the hat.
Oh, I watched that on Bianca Belair.
123freak underscore. What's going on? Good afternoon.
123freak. Freak. Can you start the music, please, brother? Mother effing yer. Freak nigga.
First of all, I love the picture.
Stephanie Hardy. Shout out to Joe Dixon. You did every single debate that I wait.
Oh, it's the extended version. I haven't heard this in a long time.
Man, this shit is mad bright.
Yeah. Jobber Nation, welcome to another episode of the Jobber Tears Podcast. As always, I'm Janelle from HR here with Sir Wilkins and Mr. Black. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. If you guys are on the Facebook Live, make sure that if you have not gave Mark Zuckerberg permission to please put your name at the end of your comment so we know who you are and we can shout you out. Yep, checkmate Wes, thank you so much for following directions. Appreciate you. All love. Shout out to everyone that is entering the lobby, the chat, Jobber Lounge. Good afternoon, good evening to all. It has been happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers and even the singles, you know. It's Galentine's Day, you know. There's, you know, I'm gonna chill with my niggas.
Get yourself some discount candy.
What? 50% Let me tell you, when that chocolate had went on sale,
you right, yo,
baby.
Do you feel like okay? All right, maybe because we live in a city, but do you feel like the holidays don't have that oomph to it no more?
It just, I think it's more of a us thing. I think the older we've gotten, the more like just life's been life and it being busy. And the holidays just come a lot faster, I think, because everyone's always busy. So I just think it's a little different, I think, as the older we've gotten. Because like even, yeah, when Christmas rolled around, it was just like, what the fuck? When did that come? Richard's watching some old Ring of Honor. Shout outs to you for watching some old school Ring of to the Honor. 123 underscore freak says Harlem Heat greater than every other tag team in history in honor of Black History Month. Okay, I respect that. Shout outs to everyone that came out to our mini Super Bowl party that we had. That was fun. Where we saw the Kansas City Chiefs go back to back. Super Bowl champ, so that's super exciting. I mean, it was overshadowed by, you know, some unfortunate events during their parade, but it's still.
Damn, these niggas are shooting up a parade.
A parade, and it, yo, so it's crazy because I told you I have a really good friend. Shout out to Chris. He's he lives in Kansas City. He's Kansas City Chiefs fans. He was at a game, and I had texted him like right away. I was like, "Nigga, where are you at?" And he was like, "I just got home to watch the rally." And he was at the parade earlier. So I was just like, whew, I'm glad. Because they talking about people shooting. So I'm glad y'all ass is home and safe. But once again, shout out to Kansas City Chiefs. Shout out to Usher for such an interesting and exciting Super Bowl halftime show.
That was one of the best
ones. Outside of Jermaine Dupri thinking that he can tell us the designer socks are still going to be on and popping. No, sir.
He looked like CeeLo.
He looked like a schoolgirl.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was CeeLo.
Yo, my homegirl, when I had posted the video.
Like, yo, what?
She said, yo, I thought it was CeeLo. And I was like, we all did.
Everybody because I think, so at my house, so I had a mini Super Bowl event at my house. So everybody was like, yo, CeeLo? And then it was Jermaine Dupri.
We popped.
We all just like, we all like depressed.
And then we was like, oh.
I was like, damn, CeeLo back. And I was like, no, that's
slim. Nice and slim.
I was like, no. And I was like, that's Jermaine Dupri.
Yo, I legit was like, damn, did CeeLo lose about like a good 60 pounds? Like, what's going on
and
here?
This man really thought that he was fresh. Oh, that this brand
fresh.
Socks.
Fresh.
Yo. Hello. Yo, yeah. It doesn't matter what kind of brand socks it is, dogs. Like, that ain't it, chief.
Yeah, no, that ain't it. That is
where
definitely.
Where did I get that from? That ain't it, chief.
I don't know. You said from a black
girl? I did it. What are you talking about?
Oh, this one said Leprechaun from the Hood. So no, it was super dope that we all were able to get together. And if you guys had your own Super Bowl parties, you know, super, super dope. Next year, that is my goal next year. Like 2025 Super Bowl, because it's in New Orleans next year. And oh yeah, keep going up. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing.
Ruby Bridge was one that he went to the don't tell me. She got beat up because the school got integrated.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Who's that?
She integrated the school.
So I was right, yeah.
She didn't get beat up.
Wasn't like the owner of the Dallas Cowboys was there, something like that in the picture?
Yes, Jerry. Jerry was in that picture.
Wait. So that too, it wasn't like. So that was really Jerry.
Yeah, it was Jerry Jones in the picture from like 1960, whatever the fuck it was, in high school. And he was, wow. You know, yeah, wow. Whatever school he was at.
So it's always fucked the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, it's always going
to
be that.
So basically, he was paying homage to her then.
No, I don't think so.
No, he wasn't.
No. Stephanie Hardy, I find that very hard to believe when their quarterback just got suspended 2 games and they're probably going to drop the quarterback even after that. So that's very, that just had came up today.
No. I read the book, though, but like, you know, like a lot of heroes, like, and stuff like that, yeah, I respect it.
Yo, didn't you always?
She said, "Watch our heroes rock." She shot. Nice plug.
So
MDB 99.
Yo,
99.
The name
freak nigga
of the name of all names.
I wonder if they know each other. 123 freak at MD 99.
Are y'all? Where y'all? Wait. Because I know one is in Chicago.
MDB 999.
It's in Chicago. Yeah, 123 underscore freak. Where are you from? Because I forgot. And yeah. It would be so funny if they're both from Chicago.
Right.
Because that. Right. Then you guys
and
have to
and
meet.
They have beef.
Y'all would have to squash the beef like Shannon Sharp you would call it.
Skip.
Ruby Bridges does have a whole Disney movie.
Oh, really? Oh, speaking of Disney movie, I told you the other day.
That's the problem with that. That's a problem with. Our education system. They're not teaching us black people about our history.
Well,
it's not really my history because I'm Haitian. So it's like.
Still our history, dogs.
But I mean, still.
I'm ice, yeah. I am not from this country. My people did not come.
You were born in Brooklyn.
What hospital?
Kings County, Killer County Hospital. Oh, so I'm surprised too? I'm still alive.
He beat the odds.
I beat the odds.
Wait, what hospital were you born?
I was born in Stamford, Connecticut.
Whoa.
He was born in the White House.
The fuck? Nigga had a suite during his birth.
Listen.
It wasn't a public hospital.
It had
donors.
Niggas had music in the background playing as he came in.
I remember when I got shot.
They had harps.
And then the hospital I used to go to was like North Shore, Long Island Jewish, Manhasset. And then I knew it was different for two things. I kept going into different places named after people.
Yeah.
And then they had video games.
Yeah, yeah.
For people to play.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. I spent a lot of time at my great-grandparents growing up. They was, shout out to your great-grands. That's dope.
They were marching with Dr. King and Jesse Jackson.
And Jesse.
Damn, son. You was a nigga.
Intense.
You know who's from, like, extra slave racist part of
Stephanie. That's like where
Alabama.
In Birmingham, the doctor that be fixing everybody.
Facts, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit, that's dope.
Stephanie be out there in the straight in the straight trenches of racism.
Wait. Stephanie Hardy.
She's from Alabama. That's like
I want to know which part is a sundown, which part of Alabama where like black people cannot go after dark, the sundown parts. Which part? I want to know.
For people who don't know, this is black history, so we're going to go into extra blackness this month in this episode. So sundown towns means...
He's Haitian, not fundamentally black American. Haitians are more Hispanic. Whoa, listen. Listen, we're not going to separate each other because one injustice to one black country, one place, injustice everywhere.
So let's go down history. Let's go on. First of all, let's talk about sundown towns. Sundown towns are when the sun goes down, all the black people got to be at the house or they will get killed by the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes.
And other races right there. Wow. So let's talk about Haiti's amazing, amazing history. Because you got two Haitian brothers here and the Cuban.
Yeah. I was about to say, y'all got it.
Cuban.
I can't.
So.
That would have been an interesting, instead of the Jabba Tears podcast, we named it Two Haitians and a Cuban.
Why do you think of that?
Because it doesn't go to wrestling.
Wow. Because it's actually low-key could be problematic at times.
And the Cuban. And it sounds wild.
And it just is beyond me. Yeah. Even
Tucson
though.
And Castro.
Even though.
Oh, that was your fire podcast.
They do paint him in a negative light, but he did a lot of good things for the country itself.
So Haiti is the only black slave revolt to be successful.
Get their independence. Yep.
Only all black country to get their independence from the master.
We helped out mad people.
And we helped out the slaves during the Civil War.
Yep.
We helped out a lot of Latin countries.
Yep.
Also, the Jews. Yep. Shout out to my Jews. Because I understand why I got love for the Jews, my people.
Oh, Nicholas McKinney.
Because the Jews, during the Holocaust and stuff like that, they came over to Haiti.
So Alabama. So Nicholas said Clanton, Alabama, and Stephanie said Coleman. I've never even heard of these places. That's
I know crazy. Coleman is one of them. I don't know about the others.
Nicholas said he worked in Montgomery for 2 years. You know what? That's a goal. I want to go down. I've never
I'm not going to Clayton, Alabama.
No, I didn't say Clayton though. I didn't say Clayton.
Don't put
words in my mouth.
I want to Clayton. I want to go to Clayton to see if they're about that life.
See if they stand on business.
I never.
That's what she's gonna do.
I never. She's gonna go.
You know what? Let me go drive around here. See if they're about business.
I never said that.
What up?
I would want to go to like Huntsville because of the show. I would want to go to like a city. I wouldn't want to go to no like back. In Coleman. I never said that. I would say I would love to come and visit Stephanie Hardy. How about that?
Of course.
Because
I've never been to Alabama. Like, think about it. I've never been to Alabama.
Who's going to Alabama?
I've never been to Mississippi.
Oh, speaking of sexy, guess who's right?
I said Mississippi.
Sexy, right?
No one said sexy.
So they said WrestleMania 41. Might be in Vegas,
which I hope that is just
sexy
intense.
Sexy cities.
That is just intense.
So the question is, HBK 400. Why do Haitians flee from Haiti? Okay, let's dig in, my nigga. Let's dig in, because I'm gonna tell you why. Number one reason why, because we were very helpful to the people but they didn't help us. Yeah. Number one. Number two, one of the biggest problems that nobody talks about is that. In order for us to gain independence and be recognized around the world as an independent country, so we can do trading and other things, we had to pay a tax to France.
Yeah,
and I think probably about 20 years ago we finally paid off that tax, and I'm gonna tell you this right now, it bankrupted the country.
It did, yeah.
So when people want to say, why do they flee Haiti? We ain't fleeing. Looking for better opportunities. Why do all immigrants come to America?
Yeah.
So that's the question. But HBK, thanks for the question. Thanks for the question, and I hope that helped you. So y'all Negroes love Wycliffe. Of course I love Wycliffe.
Yeah, of course.
I don't care what Wycliffe does. Yeah. And you know what?
Say, the same Wycliffe that took all that money from
Whoa. Let's be very clear. It was the Red Cross. And Clintons.
The Clintons and the Red Cross.
Yes.
Because Wycliffe was like, yo, I'm going to help my country.
Yep.
IET.
Yep.
Hey, Red Cross, come through. Yep. Hey, Clinton, come through. And you know what happened? They destroyed us.
But yes, to Joe Dixon, RIP to Shad Gaspar.
Shad Gaspar is Haitian.
Yeah, we are Haitian. We interview him, so we know that.
Yeah.
So, they Haitian.
Yeah.
But yeah. Since it is Valentine's Day week and things like that, how did everyone celebrate their Valentine's Day with their lover or friend or both?
Did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
I'm doing something this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. What are you doing this weekend?
What are you doing? Having sex?
Wow. I mean, I hope so, but wow. Wow, why'd you do that?
Someone said that Brian Sachs is Haitian. We all, trust me, in wrestling, we know
it's actually quite a few.
We know all the Haitians.
Because you know why? We're the superior beings. We the original man.
Okay.
No. Because let's story time. The reason why you see so many athletes out here in the NFL, in wrestling, that are Haitian, I'm going to tell you why. Let me explain to you. Oh, when the slave revolt in Haiti happened, by the way, shout out to the Jamaicans.
Yeah.
Because the man that started was the Jamaican voodoo priest.
My son Bookman.
Bookman!
My son Bookman said, "You kill me, I'm coming back." And then he affected all the flies and stuff like that. Someone asks, why is there so much undermined Black America? Why do they hate you undermine Black Americans?
That's all immigrants.
That's Africans. But let me explain to you why. It's the ideology of that teach us differently to hate ourselves. The propaganda.
But we're going to go back to some more positive stuff.
Yeah,
why Haitians be out here killing it.
Because
we the original man.
Mm-hmm.
We are literally the exact piece onto the other side of the world from Africa. Yeah. We the original man. We haven't been diluted.
Why you think that? How that? If you have an O-line or a D-line full of Haitians, you're winning.
No, the D-line, you winning with the Haitians.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
The O-line, you winning with the white boys from the country.
Yeah. But the D-line, why do you think that Mad Haitian School got the best D-line?
So back to what do you have planned for the weekend?
Oh, we're going to go into a...
You know I can never unsee you in the splash waterfalls. No. Let me tell you that. I can never unsee that
Where
shit.
You guys going?
We're going to sex. Like some... we're going to like a Korean barbecue. And then before that, she said, "I got a surprise for you." And then after that Korean barbecue, and
pussy.
Then
I don't think
whatever.
So.
And then when we get home, we're gonna watch Power. We're gonna watch the Book of Clarence, and we're gonna watch some other movies.
See, I'm gonna have
the Book of Clarence. What's that?
Oh, it's like one of the guys that who pretends to be Jesus. Fire movie. Though.
So wait, how do we go from Power?
Yeah.
To Jesus.
Because we're very diverse people.
we are not a monolith.
That is such an interesting dichotomy. So, real kids, what did you do for Valentine's Day?
Cook dinner.
Oh, yo, let me tell y'all how this one over here says. Oh, you could cook? Like, damn.
Well,
how we're going to be watching y'all. I hate you. What did you cook?
Steak.
Ooh.
Coconut shrimp.
Coconut shrimp. Not just regular grilled shrimp.
Salad. Mashed potatoes and broccoli.
Oh, we got
classic
the veggies.
Classic muscle man meal.
Yeah, classic.
Understand it. Well, you're bachelor. Learn how to, you have to learn how to cook mashed potatoes, rice, and
Mikey
vegetables.
Makes, the bomb.
You know how I make
my
mashed potatoes? What? In the microwave. Raw dogs.
Oh, really?
So I put the potato with some water on it, right?
Whoa.
And I put it in the microwave. Wait.
You in jail? That sounds like some like.
Wait. I don't have a lot of time.
Oh, I know. That's why when he gave us a list of housewarming stuff, it was like, nigga, when are you gonna use any of this?
Well, you came to the house. How was the house, guys?
It was nice.
Yo, first of all, I need to know how much the rent is because it was nice.
I'm talking about my actual unit, the inside. It felt homely, right?
Yeah,
I felt at home because y'all niggas were comfortable. All 15 of y'all. The niggas took their shoes off as soon as they got in.
Ooh. Well, because it was your floor. No. To be fair, everybody took a look on your floor.
Yes.
It was like, yo, we not about to fuck up this man's floor.
Exactly.
So that's why we all took off our shoes.
And y'all were very comfortable. This nigga Big Baby's falling asleep in the corner.
On the floor.
on my TikTok carpet.
Yo, and I knew that TikTok carpet was A1. Let me tell y'all. Gourmet. Yeah, I was like, nigga, did you been to jail? Like, what?
Okay, so back to the potatoes, right? So what
how many potatoes do you put in?
So it depends. If it's two people, I do about four, right?
Okay.
Listen.
Educate.
I'm gonna tell you how to make how you make some jail food inside without it being in jail. So you pour a little bit of water, but first you cut lines into the potato.
Okay.
So it won't burst. So it won't burst in the microwave.
Okay.
You cut it up, right? You cut it up. Boom. Now you take the potatoes, put it in a bowl with some water. Then you pop it in the microwave. Right? Mm-hmm. Then for about 4 minutes, three and a half, four minutes, you pull it back out. Now it's like halfway cooked. Mm-hmm. Now chop it up all the way into pieces. Mm. Pop it back into the microwave for another 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
It should be soft and ready. And then you take a little smashy thing and smash it up. Okay. The water should be evaporated at this point.
Okay.
And then they just.
What
little,
if it's not?
Yeah.
Then you put it back in.
Do you peel it?
This one over here.
I never peel it because I like having the earthiness.
Yeah, me too.
It gives this sense of like, ooh.
Yeah. Fact.
Niggas said the ghetto Gordon Ramsay. That's
so then
funny.
You know, you do your thing, and then now it's time to get the sexy part. You need the seasoning. What with the garlic?
Of course, salt and pepper. I thought he was talking about like
and then if you want to get real sexy with it, put a little cayenne pepper. Ooh, sprinkle that shit on.
Because he likes spicy shit.
And then you mix it up some more.
It's good for your heart.
You mix it up some more. Then boom, you good. Now it's time for the broccoli.
Let's hear this. You put a microwave too?
Microwave goes in the microwave too.
So you made a steak in the microwave too?
Right, y'all. I was gonna say, did you ever touch the stove?
Right.
Oh no. So my steaks. A1.
Wait, how does she like her steak? Yeah. You like it bare off the damn cab.
That's how you're supposed to eat steaks. Red. Like his sweatshirt.
No.
It's supposed to be bleeding.
I like a little red, but not like
it's supposed to be medium rare.
Period.
Supposed to be medium rare. It's supposed to be bleeding. It's still going to move.
Right. Like, Wilkins like his steak with the cow still talking to him. Like, hey, bro, what's going on?
Because I know it's death. It's gonna be proper nutrients.
It's the final.
She likes her shit well done, like a nigga.
Oh shit, she likes it well done.
She's like, oh my god, I feel like I'm eating the actual steak. I feel like I'm eating the.
Oh my god.
I feel like I'm eating the cow. Oh my god, I can't do this.
Wait, but you feel like you're eating the cow fully?
But you're still eating
well
the cow.
Like,
she barely eats chicken.
Wow, what did she eat?
So one day when she was a kid, back in Panama.
That's so random.
Yo, so her mom's Panamanian?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been trying to figure that out. I'm saying,
so back in Panama, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had a pet chicken. Because her grandparents owned a farm.
Oh, my God. So when the chicken disappeared.
The chicken name was, I don't know, like Tommy or something.
Oh,
and then one day, Tommy wasn't there anymore. And then the grandfather, she was like, where's it Tommy at? Grandpa's like, you eat it, nigga.
So oh, my God. Traumatized.
Is she turkey?
Yo, but that shit, yo. So we planning this whole, like, bachelorette weekend for my best friend. That's renewing her while. Shout outs to Joy and Brandy.
Yeah,
and one of the girls that's coming on the bachelorette trip, yo, because we asked, like, yo, do you have any dietary, you know, restrictions, allergies, stuff like that, so we know what to get for the house. Yo, my homegirl had messaged me and was on something like, yo, I'm allergic to poultry. I said, bitch, what? I've never met anyone allergic to. I said, you can't have chicken. You like, can't have turkey? What?
What in the bird that makes you allergic? That's what I
need. I don't really know.
Can you ask her that?
I will.
That's like a legit question. Like, why are you allergic to birds?
Because, yo, it was the wildest thing. I was just like,
certain
girl,
people, I
ain't gonna
like, certain people be weird like that. I'm allergic to this. Then because they find out, oh, they just don't eat it.
So I went to like, so Shorty Doo-Wop took me to her.
But she can have eggs.
Her in-laws. Her sister-in-law's parents' house without the sister-in-law being there. I hate shit like that.
Why?
Because I don't know these niggas.
She took you?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I went there and there was this Dawson's Creek looking ass nigga. He looked just like the nigga from Dawson's Creek.
I don't want to wait. That's Michael's favorite show.
With a beard.
That's Loki, so random.
So he looked just like the nigga but skinny.
Mm-hmm.
So this dude, nice guy, very like fit dude.
Not R.I.P. Tommy. I would take a picture of that so she can have it. That's funny.
So long story short, we go there and this dude's talking about 30 things he's allergic to he can't eat.
Yo.
And I'm looking at him like,
what?
Bruh, what? And I was just like, you know what? Because you ain't Haitian. You ain't built like us. And I said it to him, but he was just like, what? I was like, original man, baby. And I looked at him.
No, you didn't.
And I looked at him.
That is so not right at all.
And then his black girlfriend looking at him like, damn. And I was like, yes.
That's the only thing she said all night, right?
So. I'm dead. Oh, no. R.I.P. Tommy. No, but, man, people going to think somebody really died that's named Tommy.
Tommy the chicken, son.
Tommy the chicken.
That's
Tommy
why she don't eat chicken. So then.
Oh, so what about nigga is?
Oh, is he in the building? You alive
nigga,
and well?
This nigga is left the world.
Yes. He came back today.
He tried to get himself together. So shout out to Iz. Real quick, me and Michael Bosta, we had took a mini road trip to Pennsylvania to go visit his mom and his sister. So shout out to them. It was the first time I went to her house, huh?
Did the hookah together?
No. Do who? Me and his mom?
Yeah.
We smoke, but it's not hookah.
I haven't had hookah in mad long.
Yeah, I actually haven't had it.
You don't have that at your house no more?
Well, not in my house because it's just me and him. Like, it's a small spot. I don't really have the space to really have, like, how he did. But hopefully, within the next year, I will have a, you know, a remember, place where we can have game nights and stuff like that.
Do you remember Janelle Underground?
But I do have, yeah, I still do have a hookah. I do have the hookah still in my house. I just haven't used it. I thought
that you might make bacon and smoke hookah.
He did, no. Well, it wouldn't be smoking hookah. He be smoked, so it wouldn't be that. But yeah, he be trying to, yeah, I will say that, yeah. But it's just because I don't really know a lot of places that are open still. Like, really? Legit. Yeah, like, what's like I used to go to Karma down in the LES. That got new management, so I don't go there no more.
It's not open?
No, not like that. Not for, like, hookah. Like, they do events and stuff in there now. Like, legit.
I mean, is hookah still popular in, like, in nightclubs and restaurants and stuff like that?
Yeah, I guess it just depends
on... Wait. Better question.
Hookah did have a chokehold in New York City from 2012 to 2015.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like,
absolutely.
All niggas thought they were Habibis.
Actually, I probably would extend it to maybe 2019. Like, really, yes. COVID... Once COVID hit, it was just like because you didn't know who was going to open again. You didn't know, you know, who was going to be outside. You couldn't really be outside.
And plus, it's not healthy
like
for you.
Yeah.
Low key.
Yeah, low.
Yeah. That should always make me sick.
Yeah, like he'll take like maybe like one or two pulls and then be like, I'm good. And
yeah. Like, what? Yeah. Like, it's like, the only way I would smoke hookah is like if it's like a group of us.
Yeah. Like if
because I can't do like one, two people
with a
whole thing.
And you know what? That's probably why low key I keep dubbing it for Michael because he'll want to go. And then when I realize and I think about it, every time we've gone, just the two of us, by like the third turn, he's just like, I'm good. And I'm just
Because that shit makes you sick.
What?
I feel like the best time I ever had.
Yeah, it makes me lightheaded and it sometimes makes me nauseous.
Like how that, I have to agree. Like, only time I ever had fun doing hookah is when it was a bunch of y'all. Because, like you said, when it's two or three people, it's just like, you want to smoke a blunt?
Yeah, a at that point.
You want to smoke a blunt?
But yeah, so like, his mom.
But like, I just feel like, wait. Better question. Is the nightclub in general still popping or they got kind of like gentrified?
My nigga, I haven't touched a club.
I haven't been to a club in a very long
like
time.
The
last time I've been to a club was last year for, what's her name's birthday? Lauren's birthday. And I literally walked basically almost walked out. I spent a solid hour.
For me, I'm at that stage in life where it's like, if we not getting a section or buying like bottles, like if I can't have a seat, then I ain't got no business.
Actually,
I'm going
to a nightclub where like, not even a nightclub, where like, you know how you did it for your birthday where like, sure. We like rent out like a space in the back, something like that.
Yeah.
Or like a whole bunch of us, that's our dinner section. I'd rather that. You feel me? Like,
well, that's because niggas is just too old to be
in
the club.
Right. Like, I'd rather have, like, we went to David Buss's for my brother's birthday, right? We ended up.
It was for mine.
Oh, shoot. What's for your birthday?
It was me.
So what was David Buss's? We ended up not playing no games. We sat out there for 3 hours, y'all, and talked about life.
Yeah. But that's what I said. I think after we got to a certain, you know, everybody's in their almost heading to their mid-30s. Late 30s now, so it's just like that club shit ain't what it need to be.
Janelle hoodie
is
mad comfortable. It is.
I ain't gonna hold you. It is. It's one of my favorite like things. So just
you and Danny, like Danny, bust out that.
Well, no, we have the same. This is the same one. We had bought a pair.
Yeah, we understand. Is you on your self care shit?
Nigga,
you don't talk to nobody. You don't talk to nobody.
They take that so personally. Is actually rather hilarious. Yeah, no, like, and we realized even after the Super Bowl, like, mini
so
party,
fun.
We realized, like, we just need to have more functions of just us just chilling and hanging out, whether it's in Timbuktu, because now this one lives in Newark.
That's not a bad trip, though.
It's not bad, but that PATH train not running fucked me up. I will say that, because that was a straight shot back into World Trade that now I had to go up and around. But all right, let's get into some wrestling now that we've all caught up with each other. How's everyone doing on the live feed? Thank you guys for joining us on this mid-afternoon delight. So let's get into some wrestling.
Yeah, you got to come Seymour's brother.
Oh, well, yeah. The weekend is just hard for him. Yeah. So just trying to
still be singing at work.
Yeah, he's singing everywhere. You know what's so funny? Yesterday we were in the car on the way home. We're in the car on the way home. And I was just like, yo, what would be the wedding song? Like, what song would, like, I would play certain songs. The nigga went right ahead and was like, Mint Condition. And I was just like, oh, no, that's too typical. I think I'll say Many Men. No, wedding song that you want to come out and dance with your bride.
Yes, Many Men.
You
was
think,
there for Palmy.
Hold on.
Blood in just, my eyes, hold on. Looking, I can't
hold
see.
On, hold on.
Come on, dude.
Hold on. You mean to tell me that your girlfriend would be completely 1,000% okay with the first dance of your wedding being Many Men? I just want to know.
That's a hard first song,
though.
Many, many men was death upon me, blood in my eyes.
Now, listen, it's one thing.
Take my life away.
So, come on.
So listen, it would be one thing if y'all came out, like when they introduce y'all to Many Men, that's different. Your first wedding song that you're going to, how are you dancing?
I'm doing it to Cody's.
Wait, what?
Cody's theme song.
Yes, yo. So I had that conversation with Michael too. I said, Michael, you don't have a wrestling playlist.
You see, my nigga Dre said it. That Seymour's a Black CEO works. I tell y'all nigga, that shit works.
Well, what does A have to do with B? That's not what we talking about, baby. So I'm glad it does.
No, I would do Cody's theme.
You said my wedding song was Sunstar by Jesse Boykin.
It's gonna be. Oh, I thought you said the
She's
nigga
All
married?
I Got.
I'm telling you,
it's a difference between a song coming out.
I'm dancing
and your first dance,
because imagine because the beginning is there's more than one wrestling fan.
Ooh,
and then we
so
start dancing. Adrenaline,
and she turn around, give you a dope.
No. You and everyone else better fucking know the words of them fucking song.
Oh gosh.
Oh my God, Izzy's so funny because I played A Kiss for a Rose in the car. And he was like, no. He said, no. So I thought, so it's very God interesting.
Frank Ocean.
He said, no joke, me and Lynn Kent wedding.
See, you came out to Ric Flair's theme song. Yeah, that was not your first dance. There's
Rakishi
a difference.
And Too Cool.
Like when your wedding party comes
up. Hold up.
No, like the reception and the bridal party coming out, wrestling theme songs is definitely going to happen. Definitely.
The first dance is either gonna be Beat It.
Gonna sign up. What?
Just Beat It.
Are we gonna tie each other
you're
up?
You're gonna do the dance in the train station?
Yes.
Okay, now that's a little different because that's an actual dance. Like that's an actual performance y'all doing. So that's a little different than you just popping ass and just like or the Many Men. That's so like walking out, yes.
Yeah. Well, man, you guys are good.
See, yeah,
my man, Johnny Gill.
Or Adrian. So I played Mikey Beauty.
Yo, who's this guy? Give me all these.
My Johnny Gill. Please tell us your name. I had played
First Dance
Beauty.
Is Candy by Cameo. That's a good one. The first Usos. I can feel you.
No, that was the worst one.
Yeah, that would be hard.
If you're Samoan, that is hard.
If shit don't work out, I get a Samoan chick. We are doing the haka dance.
Mind you, he's not. Oh, how is
Randy? Oh, wow. Okay, Randy.
Hey, Randy. Shout out to the Backstage Roll in the building. Rick James, give it to me.
Give it to me, baby.
That's not your first dance. I need y'all to know the difference between the song you gonna walk out with your wife to and your goddamn. Your goddamn wedding song.
I'm doing Cody.
Nah, so then you got to get Cody to the wedding. Like, he about to be the best man at that dude's wedding.
It works. When you hit him up directly, he shows up.
Yo, because somebody had a sign for Becky, like, yo, can you come to the prom with me or something? It was something, and she was just like, yes. And on TV, and I was just like, wait, what?
Nah, I don't look. We look too regular, son.
Gangrel.
They go do for regular. Oh, Gangrel? Coming out to Gangrel?
Yeah, coming out.
That would be hard. You come up on the floor?
Yo, you would have to find a place that you can do that.
Shout out to my nigga Jim Johnson.
This nigga said, why are we planning my wedding in the comments?
But Jim Johnson.
I mean, listen, if we don't know,
wait, quick question. One of the wishes I want to do for the show is we got to interview Jim Johnson. Like, we're going to interview
him. You know, he was in my DM, apparently. I don't know if it was, like, fully him.
Yo, we got to get Jim Johnson.
I think it was him.
Jim Johnson, wrestling theme song hasn't been the same since Jim Johnson.
Nigga, this shit is trash.
So, like, outside of, okay, we already say Cody's. Like, what other good theme songs are out right now that, like, you bop to?
Nigga, there's barely anything. Darby's is pretty good.
I like Bailey's. I ain't going to hold you. Bailey's, for me, goes hard.
Bailey is solid.
Bianca Belair is good.
Oh, that shit, yeah. Anything she does, this is amazing.
Roman is fire.
As much as y'all know, I'm not on the Roman Reigns dick sucking team, but that theme song, it Swerve definitely is
obviously,
goes hard.
Swerve is obviously good. Jey Uso's is good.
I had to explain Judge to somebody. Day. So it's interesting. They all have different, like, it's interesting how they have, like, one Judgment Day theme song, but then each of them have their own Judgment Day-ist theme
That's
song.
That's fire. That
wait.
And it's interesting.
Wait.
Oh, Gunther's is hard. Yeah, Whoop That Trick is definitely.
Wait. Quick question.
Top notch.
Do R-Truth still rap to the ring?
No.
I haven't seen him rap to the ring in a while.
Why he stopped?
He don't really come out like that. He be coming out with Judgment Day, so he don't really. He don't really come out to his theme song in a while. Solos is, I do like solos too. Yeah. So it's just, but like we've always talked about how like music definitely heightens the experience, not only when you're at a live show, but just in terms of liking the character.
Facts.
Cause like for me, like definitely, yeah, Trick William, definitely.
I like Movie Mike theme song, Fire, and Indie Star. Yeah.
There's a Haitian club in Newark.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah. There's Haitian clubs everywhere.
Charles and Stephanie Harden, her boo.
Yes, Carmelo Hank. Yeah.
Bobby's a banger. Yeah.
Yo, that shit goes so hard live. Just seeing everybody pump their hands up. Boom. Yo, I was actually rather surprised he won that qualifying match.
Yo,
me too.
I did not think he was gonna win.
I saw Bobby with this joint, and I was like, I understand.
He ain't married?
No, I don't think so.
Damn. Wait, was it a white chick?
Yeah, she was bad. She was bad.
How did she look?
I don't remember. She was like something out of like a sitcom.
Because when bad. I saw
yes to the Ebony Queens, no to the Snow Bunnies. Yes to the Ebony Queens.
You gotta
no listen. To the Snow Bunnies. I'm weak. Got a what? There's plenty of fine sisters I could choose from. There's African chocolate, Haitian chocolate, Jamaican chocolate.
Wait, I should have sent you that clip.
Asian chocolate.
You last sent that clip too. That Killer Mike was talking about, like the importance of marrying a black woman.
Yes, I know this.
But no, but it was interesting. Like when he was on the Breakfast Club the other day, Killer Mike, who won three Grammys and then got arrested,
swept
the Grammys, not on the real stage. And then come to find out that he had said in the interview that Hov was going to bring him on stage. He could have done his speech like in live in front of everybody.
I got a question for everybody, right? Why do you still keep showing up to these places that we always tolerate and never celebrate at? Because I get it. You know, getting nominated, getting a Grammy, the money's different after that. Cool. But
yeah,
I get it.
Price is not today's price.
Now I understand when hip hop first started out, they wasn't gonna film it. I get that. Still new and stuff like that. But all these years later, many different genres, subgenres, and you never videotape the hip hop. Why you never videotape Usher winning the award and stuff like that? All these we literally made so much money in this industry and how we revolutionized the whole world. But why do we have to go to the Grammys if they don't respect us? I don't understand. Like, I don't know. This is a real serious question.
No, I think it's just like, and actually Ho talked about it. I think it, like he touched about it in his speech. Like, if you don't continue to show up, how do you expect change? If you don't continue to try to be a part of the solution instead of just watching things happen. And it's the same thing like in wrestling, like with us. Like when we did Jobber Slam, like our thing was, yo, we want to do something by us, for us. And it doesn't have to be recognized by PWI or any of those people. Mm-hmm. Like we did it for the simple fact that we can't continue to sit here and say like, oh, black, you know, black wrestlers don't get opportunities or they don't get the moments that they deserve. We can create our own and give them that platform to do their own.
Speaking of that.
So,
but then again,
so that's just my thing is always like you got like for me, I'm very big on you got to be a part of the solution, because if you're not a part of the solution, then you're part of the problem.
Speaking of solution, so, I say wrestling this Friday, this next week, Saturday, sorry. But I agree with you.
Oh,
but we have ours. We have our stuff, but then we don't put that much respect on it. The BET, the hip hop, I mean, BET, the Vibe Awards, the Source Awards, all these awards that's meant for us, but then we don't put any respect on it. We don't show up. Like, we don't dress or dress happy dress for the Grammy and stuff like that. So we have our own, but we don't put a respect on it.
But then that becomes an issue within our own. And then we can't complain when they don't recognize us, when we don't even recognize ourselves. See, that's what I'm saying. It goes back to if you're not a part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. You got to be a part of the thing, the driving force of change. If that's the change that you want, you got to be a part of that.
So Jobber Slam this summer. So we're looking for
August
sponsors.
20 sponsors, vendors, all of that jazz. But like I really truly mean like if you have an issue with something in whatever industry it is, if you're not taking the time to make those necessary changes and to do things for us to have a platform, then we can't sit here and complain.
Mike Boxer said this felt. If you look, we're slowly getting phased out of these award shows.
But that's just because it's new media. That's why they come to.
Listen, I wish.
That's why they come to wrestling content creators now. That's why the game is shifting.
Yeah, it's not like award shows. Even though, like for us, I think as fans, we take it as like, oh, they get snubbed, they get this, and when Jay mentioned Beyonce never won Album of the Year, which I think low key is crazy because Lemonade definitely should have won that year for Lemonade. But at the end of the day, it's all subjective. It goes back to like when PWI does their top like 100, top 50, top 500. Again,
Jay and Bay go to the Grammy, but don't go to no other award shows. Why is that?
You have to ask them.
You feel me? It's just like Jay. Everybody dick rides y'all.
You have to ask them. You got to also think there could be other things that they may have got going on that they may not be able to attend.
Oh, by the way, Peacock and Paramount are merging.
Yes. Wait. So like Peacock's taking all the Paramount debt?
No, yeah. I hope it's the other way. I hope it's Paramount taking all of Peacock.
So if anybody doesn't know this already, like I know we move things. That was a great conversation about the award ceremonies because I think Jabba Tears needs an award. That's a different conversation.
Yeah, we do.
Different day. That's a different conversation. Different conversation for a different kind of day.
But supposedly they're in talks. Peacock and Paramount. I just got the alert that they're in talks. So I don't. There's a lot that's changing in the next 3 years when it comes to like the whole like
oh yes yeah, oh, Peacock I did some research might merge with Paramount
like the other I day like I, oh, no I no I was watching when I was coming in, but I didn't realize like the NFL was the front leader of transitioning to streaming. Yes. I didn't realize it's like documentary.
Absolutely
broke it down. It's like, yo, they did this, they did that, like they actually did the Amazon game for Black Friday.
So all of I think they had a few selective like Sunday night games, but like most Thursday night games were on Amazon.
Yeah.
So
Amazon gave them a billion.
So
gave them $10 billion.
So they they're gonna continue that for like Monday night games and stuff like that. Yeah. But NFL, like them doing that, it definitely laid the blueprint for like what Netflix and WWE is doing.
And that's what they said. And they said the reason why that is better to stream on these apps is because they can add more for the viewership. Because now, when you watch back on certain apps, you see Clay shoots 50% from this area. You know, NFL, where they put circles around the players where like, yo, this is the offense, the X is the defense. And you see it. And it breaks down the game to the point where like, it's so cool.
Niggas about to be cable.
Yeah. They actually have multi-camera and stuff like that.
Niggas said Peacock, Barack, Paramount. It's hilarious.
No, because it's so... What a lot of people don't know is that these streaming services are losing money.
Yeah.
They're not getting enough people to be on it because there's too many of them.
Yeah.
So what a lot of people don't know is Netflix needs WWE.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That's why they gave them all that money, because Netflix has a horrible, horrible domestic
fire
reach.
Retention. Yeah.
Nobody locally really watches Netflix.
I didn't know that.
No, yeah, because you got to think about it. And that, and them having, like, I think WWE and their business model in terms of going globally, the Netflix deal is going to push that narrative 1,000%.
Because it helped Peacock. Because you forget, Raw does 1.5 million viewers.
On average.
So if they can get a million of Raw viewers, let's say they just get a million, that's a million more subscribers to Netflix than people watching it.
I don't think that's so much on the viewership so much. Because I'm starting realizing that how much people revenue it brings to advertisements. Because you can do a little bit more when it comes to these apps.
Yo, I was talking about commercials. I was so surprised. Temu? Yo, I don't think people understand. Like, I was an advertising major in college, and one of my classes, we spoke about advertising dollars for Super Bowl specifically. It's over a million. Yeah. Over a million. Temu had 3 commercials. In the Super Bowl.
Well, Temu alone. Temu steals your data.
But I just think it's interesting. I just thought it was wild how I was like, yo, Temu.
And after that, Temu is a Chinese company. Well, you know the difference between American capitalism and Chinese capitalism? The big difference is American will make the best money. You feel me? Get the most money. Chinese thought of like, you know what? Majority of the world live under a dollar. The majority of the world is broke. So why not this Coke, you sell it for $2. Yo, I give you the whole pack for $4. Mm-hmm. That's like 10 drinks right there. But it won't be called Coke. That's it.
But no, I mean, I just feel like with all the streaming, because I agree with you, and that was something me and Michael had to decide, like, all right, yo, which ones is you paying for, which ones I'm paying for? Because shit was getting expensive.
It's a lot, but the thing about it, it's about to change. But one of the things is that, like, WWE is at another level right now.
Yeah.
After that Vince situation was, like, thrown under the rug because of The Rock came back, like, we ain't forget. But
yo, it's like, it's funny because I feel like the Vince situation is like playing whack-a-mole at this point, because it's just like 1 minute is down and everybody's not focused on it, and then the next minute something else just pop on up and you just be like, well, what the fuck?
I got it. It'd be things where the video I sent you, his name is Colinius. It's Colinius, Spencer Colinius. Why I sent you that. If he gets in touch with that story, that means that how that is big. Because Colinius is the one that who busts all these scammers. And all of that. And there's another dude on the internet called CoffeeZilla. If he makes a CoffeeZilla, it's a different, it's a rap.
Well, the thing is, so one of my clients, he does finance for a living. Mm-hmm. Like, that's his thing. He works on debt finance.
That's shit.
So he had asked him about the Vince case. Mm-hmm. So I'm telling it from a wrestler point of view and a guy who's minored in economics, mm-hmm. not really into the thing. And what he told me was, from everything you're telling me and what I read, is what he was saying, Vince knew about this already.
Yeah.
Vince knew the case was going to go, the case was, the her suing him was in the pipeline. That's number one. Number one, hold on.
Wait, is that why he sold the shares?
That's, hold on. Let me get to that.
Hold on. When lawsuit's coming, you'll know.
So remember a while ago, I said on the show that Vince was getting in trouble with the stockholders.
I remember, yeah.
He was getting in trouble with the stockholders because he undersold the company. So I told my client this, and he's like, oh, that makes perfect sense. Because if he went to the highest bidder, every time you sell a company, you gotta expose all the lawsuits against you, anything that's going up against you, any potential lawsuits, all of that. And you got to pay that mm-hmm. out, because there's a liability insurance for them buying.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
So Vince was like, nah, nigga, I'm going to go to my homie, Aria. We're over here at TK. We're going to undersell it. I'm not going to have to spend that much if just in case this shit goes left and I still keep my shares and I maneuver correctly. Now, one of the main reasons, and I don't have no dog in this fight. Mm-hmm. Vince did some fucked up shit. Shorty did whatever she did. But the real reason why she's suing, and this is what my client told me. He's like, the reason why she might be suing, because of the NDA.
Yeah.
He, no, hold on. He was, because when you have an NDA, If I give you an NDA, if I tell you to sign this, 9 out of 10, there's money involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially towards the end of an NDA. When I left the school, I had to sign an NDA and they paid me out heavy. So when she signed the NDA, it was supposed to be, I think it was supposed to be $5 million.
I think it was three.
$3 million.
He gave the first mil.
He gave the first mil, didn't give the rest.
And then ghosted her.
And then ghosted her. So now, low key,
you void the contract.
The void the contract.
Yeah.
So I can go after the bread and the rest of the bread.
I can get now, I can not only get what I owe, but more.
So now that's why I'm not gonna say who I think Vince is wrong. Shit is fucked up. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But that's one of the main reasons why she's going to court and I'm gonna expose you. Now, that's the reason why he did what he did to try to protect his business on the back end. So he doesn't have to pay out that much money.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is a smart man. This case, because the thing about it, we heard about this case low key like about 2 years ago.
Definitely after pandemic, that became a thing where, so that's why, like, when everybody's in uproars, like, this is actually not new. Like, whatever is going on with this young
even
lady,
the whole, like, it's not new. Even the whole Ashley,
that shit is old. They knew about something was on the pipeline of that. And that's also why they moved like he wanted to move, because the Netflix deal was already in talks. So I'm going to get this payout.
Yeah, I know y'all got a billions coming your way.
So I'm going to get my cut of this, and I'm out. Because if you read the case, shit is wild. Yeah. He even talked about how he really was stepping away from wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling her that. How he just wants to chill out. He's kind of thinking about stepping away from it. Like, he's been on that. And the dude ain't dumb.
He ain't dumb.
And the thing about it, he knew what he was doing. She knew what the situation was. It was fucked up, and that's what it is. But the main reason why she's coming out is you didn't finish paying me off of this NDA, and you did foul shit to me. Nah, nigga, we got to talk about this.
Uh-huh.
So that's what a lot of it came out to. So this case is crazy, and you are right, because the mere fact that people have asked me about this who don't know wrestling at all.
Yeah.
Have like, yo, what do you think about this Vince situation? I'm like, yo, I don't know much. I read this case. This shit sound fucked up. That's all I got to say about it. But my client who knows the business side of it, dug in a little bit and was just like, yo, X, Y, and Z is happening. And you have to understand, he knew this was coming.
It was deeper than that, because now is stuff that, like, the whole Ashley situation, like someone mentioned, a lot of wrestling fans didn't know about that. A lot of people didn't know about it. People may not know about this is Ashley said this. There was a doctor in military who kind of drugged her, so like she can't move, and raped her. She went to upper management. Upper management said this: yo, we're not going to do nothing because we don't want to mess up the relationship that we have with the military. Which, you think about it, during the time, it was still fresh.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? And now, even the whole Ash situation, it was never the same with her. And she killed herself, everything like that. There's a guy on YouTube who made a whole documentary about that.
Shit is, at the end of the day, the shit is fucked up.
It is.
The shit is fucked up. We're in a place where,
and Johnny threw him under the bus.
But what I'm saying is that niggas got to get out that aren't doing the proper things. There's an old guard
that has to
be removed.
Don't you always find it interesting though? We always get periods of times, whether it's in wrestling or just in entertainment, where all the scandals come out all at once. It's always a period of time. Mm-hmm. It always happens in 6 month spans, like, all right, we're gonna get everybody, this is gonna be a thing, and then we move on, and then another 6 months, you get a whole different. It's always interesting that it always happens. But to your point of it needs to happen in order for all of that shit to go away and for us to focus on the positive and focus on the good coming up. So that's why, like, even thinking back in Triple H when he did the press conference after Royal Rumble, when he was just like, in a sense, like, just only wanted to talk about the positives, because that's really, like,
because
what you want to focus on.
Listen. And I'm talking to all content creators out there. Y'all do what y'all want to do. Some of y'all are mega journalists. Y'all want to ask the hard questions. Y'all want to hit them. But you have to accept what the answers that they're going to give you. So if AAA says I want to focus on this positive stuff, let the motherfuckers focus on the positive stuff, because we're so caught up in trying to get out and trying to get those crazy answers.
I got you.
And the thing is, I understand you trying to get an answer, but at the end of the day, yo, I'm gonna try to work on this positive stuff. And if Triple H knew, but he's like, let's try to move forward. We have a new community. There's a new guard coming in. And fuck what you want to say about The Rock. I like The Rock being on the board.
Well, yeah, no. And we spoke about that last week. Where we was just, but I'm a very firm believer in somebody that knows the business should be in those type of settings, in those type of rooms, because they'll know what's best for that business. And they'll know, like, this is how this is going to move if we do this. Which is so that I 1,000% love that he's able to be a representation of wrestling in that room, because that's the part that's needed.
Oh, and I want to go over this too. I saw shit online. Stephanie just mentioned it. Right, people were attacking female journalists online because they didn't ask Triple H about the case. So let's talk about this real fucking quick. To all your Twitter people with the social media people with the thumbs, everybody, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, let's talk about this. About, and this is going to be triggering, trigger warning. More than half of women in this country have been sexually assaulted. So let's talk about that. Sometimes people don't want to go down that road.
It's trauma.
It is trauma. It is trauma-filled situation. Regardless if it was on level 10, level 1, level 2, they've been sexually assaulted and they feel the trauma from that situation.
Yeah.
So why would I want to ask about something that might trigger me, might trigger me?
Why do everybody want to be the guy that who always want to be the most controversial in the room?
Because that's the most views, the most popularity,
the
more opportunities. Like, it's more of capitalizing on an incident versus the long game run.
But it'd be the same exact person that if I flipped and asked the same question to you, you want to fight me.
Well, because people can't handle it when you throw it back in their face. That is just human nature. Like, some people just can't handle the heat inside of a kitchen, and that's just what that is. But for MD mentioning about, shout out to my girl Demon Diva representing Puerto Rico. I think it's wild that people would be like coming at her or coming at anybody for asking a question that they want to ask.
Because you don't. But the thing about it, you don't
that
know
shit
her
is
past.
Beyond me.
You don't know her past.
Well, you don't know her past. You don't know her family history. You don't know. You know, once again, other women in the room that could be triggered and affected by that
100%.
Shit. You don't know. So, no. Like, anybody that's going to be criticized or anything, why don't you put yourself in that room if you can? And if you can't, then don't say shit.
Even with you, with the whole situation where, like, you went to the press conference, you asked your questions, right? Amount of haters that people say to you, oh, you have all this confidence. When it came down to it, you couldn't back it up your words. I'm looking like, my nigga, half y'all niggas don't have no profile pictures.
But the thing, hold on. I'm gonna talk about that. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because at the end of the day, when literally actual people with websites DM me like, yo, that shit was hilarious, and you did and you handled yourself well.
Yeah.
So you're good. The thing about it, most people wouldn't be able to do it. But I don't like the fact, because I was with, I'll give an example, Alice Queen of the Ring. She was like, yo, I don't know if I should do this press conference, because or what should I do during media, because I'm being attacked online about not asking certain things. Yo, if you choose to do that, you choose to ask it. But if you don't feel comfortable with that, then it is what it is.
Yeah. I shouldn't have to be like, granted, I'm already a representation. Like, and that's the thing I think people don't realize, especially like, as you know, whether it's us as content creators or other content creators, like, we are a representation of not only ourselves, but people that support us. So at the end of the day, like, it would be wild for someone to criticize something that you have never, ever experienced, like, period. Like, for people to be on the post and being like, oh, you should have asked something different. And until you are in that physical moment and in that physical time, you can never judge somebody for how they maneuver their situation.
But guess what? A lot of people who have the most mouth don't do shit. Like, yo,
go no, back to what I'm this. Saying. I'm if you're not this. A part of the solution, you are what?
A I'm going to say this. A lot of y'all who go on Twitter every single day, you sit on your keyboard and you are somebody in this virtual reality situation. But in real life, you ain't shit. So you know what you do? You go on the internet and bring down everyone else. You know how many times I saw people saying that, yo, I'm praying for this man's downfall? So you send your prayers up to my God, the God who made me, the God who blessed me, my opportunities to bring down someone else. Uh-huh. Anyone that hates me? It'd be people who look just like me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Just like of me. Of course.
And that's what hurts the most. But at the end of the day, and that's why I've always said, support those that support you. Don't let, you know, like we're in that media age where everything is so accessible online and it has to be that. Like, nah, like we all we all have relationships with people and they're meaningful relationships. And that's what matters. It shouldn't be like, oh, I'm just going to talk, because it'll be the same people that be on the Bluebird or on X using their Twitter fingers and shit. And then when they in person, they don't say shit or they don't do shit.
I'm going to say this though. Yo, nobody want to be around a chatty patty. People want to be around people that can be comfortable with and be their damn selves. That's it. Because there's certain conversations that I had with certain wrestlers that it will never come out because it's none of the public's business. There's certain wrestlers I am like, yo, what's good with you? My bad, black, but this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. All right, cool. Y'all niggas are pussy. Y'all never had a relationship with nobody. Yo, keep on doing what you're doing.
Man, keep that shit over there.
Listen. You smell that? Pussy B.
So listen,
I don't think I smell
listen,
that.
Do you think Jada Parker should win NXT Yo, championship?
What's wild is that bitch popped up on Worldstar this morning. I said, ooh, what the fuck? Jada Parker. NXT.
Who's that?
The girl that's on NXT. That's with Squid.
Is she black?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh,
she fun.
So she I'm be with OTM this. And she be with
listen,
Scripps.
Listen.
But yo, I saw that on fucking World, so I said, there's no way.
Listen.
Yo, we got some people she in low here. Shout out to Blaze Hunter.
She low key like I'm a hood version of Bianca for me.
I'm gonna tell you this right now, bro. That Explorer page
Yam kicks
on Shawn Michaels Instagram. Be popping,
but he's smart though.
No, I bet you he has three dudes in there. Hit the explore page. I need some new people for WWE.
So what he types in Ebony or thick?
He types in thick, athletic. Thick, athletic. And he starts scrolling. He starts, oh, she can do a flip. Oh, she in. Oh, she can do a handstand?
Did that move. It was saying it gave me Naomi vibes. And when she did that, she did that move with her ass, when she hit that girl, I said, oh, shit.
Listen, there's none of the new chicks is skinny, first of all.
No.
All of them is thick mommies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I bet you me and Shawn Michaels follow the same thing, Paige. Mm-hmm. Muscle mommies. Me and Shawn Michaels.
Muscle mommies?
You don't follow muscle mommies?
Why the fuck would I follow muscle mommies?
There's great athletes on muscle mommies page.
I just want to
what sports they play?
They played a lot of sports.
I'm about to. What sports?
Oh, well, I think she, I know Lash played basketball. I know Lash played basketball.
I saw Lash.
I think the Jada girl, I think she might have played track. Or something like that.
I saw Lash. She came through. She smelled amazing.
I love her. Like, that's future wait, NXT Women's Champion.
Even her wind smelled good?
The wind smelled good.
The wind. Now, that's
so hard. I'm going to say this right now. I don't know what fashion.
Oh, soccer. Okay.
I don't know what fashion.
Lash was WNBA
player. Yeah, she was. I said she played basketball.
So I don't know what fashion. What who's putting the wardrobe for NXT together? Because when I went to Bianca and Montez like premiere, everybody was fly.
Yeah,
and there was a lot of NXT girls there, and I was like,
they smell. Well, yeah,
they know how to dress. They know how to dress.
Glitter on
the skin. Lotioned up. Got the good cocoa butter on. The
expensive one.
Glistening. My man Ivy, my homie Ivy, my girl Ivy. Glistening as though with the new tan on her.
They in Florida, man.
Yeah.
They went to Zoe, so you already know that they got the Haitian stuff.
But listen, it's funny because all of them living like in Orlando, like Tampa area, like that whole lifestyle is just different.
They drinking Florida water.
Yeah.
Getting that vitamin D from the sun.
Correct.
direct from the sun.
They're always going to the
park. And they out here on these streets working out.
They get a Cuban food, Haitian food.
Yeah.
The Jamaican.
Yeah.
Fresh,
was like, yo, when they had debuted Lola Vice, I was just like, there's no way I can hate on her. She's cute. She's the first Cuban woman on NXT.
It's funny though.
What am I ever gonna say anything bad about her? Never.
Everybody talked wild shit about NXT 2.0.
Don't do it.
That dick riding it.
Don't you do it?
No.
Let's rewind.
2.0 wasn't 100% Sean.
Yes, it. No,
it wasn't.
Let me be very clear.
After they dropped 2.0, that's when it blew up.
2.0.
But you needed 2.0.
Correct. 2.0 was the blueprint of the NXT that y'all have now, yes. And you ungrateful motherfuckers was not in the gym shooting with us. I was at the last NXT 2.0 live and in color, and I fucked with NXT from the beginning, whether it was Black and Gold era, whether it was post-Black and Gold era, whether it was 2.0, whether it's now. Like, NXT is, thank you, Wes, so much for your $5. I appreciate that so much. Christian Bailey, thank you for the building.
Listen, these niggas, NXT 2.0 was okay.
No,
but then Sean got the full grasp.
It's better than okay.
And was like, yo, we gonna make this pop. Because he said, you know what? These are my sons and daughters.
But like I told you.
That's what he did.
I love the fact.
He took them, and then he started making, shout out to my guy Nasty. Nasty that be on Twitter. The journalist from Forbes.
Wrestling Bits.
Yes, Wrestling Bits did a whole page about literally two NXT is Shawn Michaels' career.
Yes, yes.
Oh, it's career mode.
Yes.
I feel like Michael said that to me the other day. You might have. But NXT just is on a whole different level.
Because NXT now, NXT 2.0, they started doing character work. But NXT now is a combination of character work and good matches. So they're taking that and they're now more prepared to go on the main roster.
And you're getting more than one women's match.
Thing about like I said this a while ago, the NXT to the main roster, they was lost in translation.
But they've been able to intertwine so well. Like even this week, how we always talk about the niggas with AJ Styles.
Yeah.
They popped up on NXT.
Good Brothers.
And fucked up. Yeah, they fucked up Chase University. And I was like, oh my God. But I was just like, oh my God, this is so different and random, but I'm here for it. Like, I was like, okay.
Jada Parker.
This nigga back to Jada Parker when there's so many other females. No.
I'ma give
when Lash and Jakari had came out with Nomar Dar this past week.
She's got natural hair too. Okay,
so it's Lash Legend, Jada Parker. Mm-hmm. What's her Hispanic shorty with them boys?
Oh, Electra.
She fine.
Electra Lopez.
Yeah,
she fine.
Too. Boy, what is in that water down there?
She's from Jersey.
I do not care.
She's from up here.
So it's her. Then they're going to put that. And then they have Tiffany.
I love her.
Who's out here just ridiculously talented. Yeah. The thing is, Shawn Michaels' NXT female roster is a combination of the Diva era and the Four Horsemen era.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just combined the athleticism
with the looks
and the baddiness.
Yeah.
And put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no disrespect.
It works.
The Four Horsemen were fine.
Yeah.
But they were young.
They're diverse though.
Very diverse.
Oh, still.
But this
NXT,
new era.
NXT's so very diverse.
The Four Horsemen were beautiful women.
Yeah.
This new era is IG model ready.
Yep, girl Kiana James, who is
black.
With athleticism.
Yes.
Facts.
Like, how Tiffany be out here doing that moonsault?
The best moonsault in the business.
And looking amazing at the same time.
You know, the Kaiser nigga, that's her nigga.
No, so he actually be giving her tips.
Yeah, that's her man.
On how to maneuver your character and shit.
Who's Kaiser?
Kaiser
with Gunther.
Imperium.
The nigga that be like Ring General. Him. That's her man.
That's her man.
They about to move in together.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Because it was on the internet.
Yeah.
Duh.
And
shit, find me.
Trick. I like my man Trick, but I gotta say something after this because my man Trick be out here. I was just like,
he's a sniper.
My man Trick is a mega sniper. but
really
respectfully, he's like the gentleman sniper.
Yep, is she had her daddy black, and just like that Sol Rica girl, her daddy black with dreads. I think he's Jamaican even, but yep, Kiana black, Sol Rica black.
Dang,
listen,
I'm telling you, like, NXT is very diverse.
It does make sense though, because he goes to a black church. Who? Shawn Michaels.
He goes to Baptist Church.
Yeah, he goes to black church.
He goes to a Baptist church?
Come on, dog.
This all makes sense now.
He gave back to God and he came back.
You see the way he be dancing? Come on. Only a Baptist Pentecostal church let you dance for God like that, B. Come on. So all my church people, Stephanie Hardy, you know, only Pentecostal, Baptist.
Sean is Baptist?
Yes. You didn't know.
Bruh. This all makes sense.
Yeah.
Cause he be recruiting at his church. He be like, yo.
Everybody knows some of the best athletes come from church.
Yes.
The best athletes.
Last
best
legend singers. Was in the choir. That's on, why.
Oh, heard him sing?
I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying.
Holy shit. When I was like, if I have an interview, I'm gonna ask
you.
He
said Shawn Michaels is out here being a sexy boyfriend. Exactly. Jesus.
Oh my god, it makes sense.
Yo, it makes sense.
Nah, but this week NXT was dope.
He loves black people.
The new tag team champions of the Wolf Dogs, Bron Breakker, and like Baron Corbin. And that made sense. Yo, so that was dope for them.
Dynamite.
Okay. We're going backwards.
Okay.
Dynamite sucked. But I'm going to say this, and nobody's going to agree with me. Mm-hmm. I am loving heel Young Bucks.
Yes.
I know Jim Cornette doesn't like
really?
It.
Yes.
Most fans don't like it. I really like it.
Is it the obnoxiousness of
that's
it?
That's why. Okay. Because the one thing, when they're heels, they're so obnoxious. Borderline, this shit is ridiculous.
Yeah, because like when they had that segment backstage, when they was just like, yeah, we're your bosses. And it was just like, but then it was
the
like, but then it was just like, nah, but you guys are good. It was just like, wait, what?
That's what makes it so ridiculous, because that's because they're playing this up so much of being jackass EVPs. Chef kiss.
But, so let's talk about Darby's promo.
But, what did you think about it?
I think it was, look, I like the Young Bucks being heel because it's everything that you claim that they did. They're just doing it right now on screen. Hey, y'all be getting people fired. Y'all be doing this. Y'all be doing this, that, third. Oh, really? We read all y'all comments. We do the same exact thing on screen. They have the referee on into it. He don't want to do certain things.
Oh,
he's like,
the
yo.
Old ref, that's the ref.
He was like, yo, I will fire you. That makes sense. You feel me?
That's what they used to do to, what's his name? Nick on WCW. Before he was the NWO ref. They would always threaten his job and shit.
It makes sense. Hilarious. It makes sense.
So you know what doesn't make sense is this. And I listen. I respect Pop Sting's, you know, request and his wishes of having his last match being this tag team match, but it definitely goes against this whole ranking thing that they just restarted, because Young Bucks are nowhere in the top five of that.
Oh no, MVPs. That's the point.
No. But they didn't play on that. That's all I will say that. They didn't fill us in on that.
You don't explain that. So you don't acknowledge the fact. And that's where the rankings thing comes for an issue. It has always been an issue for me, is that they'll put it up, but there's no connecting of the dots, whether it's on commentary or whether it's them themselves.
But the Bucks was like, how that, well, we're the number one contendership because we're our EVPs.
No, I think that's what it is. But I want to mention, somebody said, Carlton said about,
hey, Carlton,
the NIL recruiting college athletes is paying off.
Yes.
So this is my opinion. Y'all can take it how y'all want it.
What?
I think the NIL is working out. I think getting college recruits is working out, because I'm going to tell you why. They're still doing indie athletes. Lucky Ali, for instance,
is on NXT. He was on the
NXT.
Chase U shirt on I Pop.
Yes, that's my boy.
So they're still recruiting indie wrestlers.
Right.
But I think the reason why they have been leaning on the athletes for a couple reasons. One, I know these dudes are in shape. 9 out of 10, I know this 25-year-old athlete is in shape. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, I know if he's a high-level college athlete, 9 out of 10, he's disciplined. Number three, 9 out of 10, this college athlete is coachable. Key word in this, what I just said. Coachable. This college athlete is coachable. The key word is coachable. A lot of indie wrestlers, and I'm not saying all because I've seen it and I've been it. We've all been in this in the trenches, mm-hmm. are not coachable.
Yeah.
They don't want to learn something new.
Yeah.
They think they already know everything. Yeah. They have these arrogance behind them and they think they're too good for certain things because they wrestled on the independent scene.
Yeah.
So if I bring in somebody fresh who's in shape, looks good, coachable, has some pizzazz to them.
Yeah, a uniqueness to them. Because, yeah, even someone mentioned that Obi Femi got hot, by the way. He's hot. He definitely was an NIL pickup.
But and look what my man Obi Femi's doing.
But it does make sense to get these college athletes because a lot of people forget. A lot of your favorite stars came from college. The Rock, Stone Cold,
Roman.
Kevin Nash, Roman
Reigns. Roman Rain, in the NFL, Roman, yeah. Brock, Shelton.
Come on.
The only reason why Roman didn't work out because he ended up getting cancer. Like,
yeah.
He was in the NFL.
But it's okay. And they're still taking indie wrestlers. But the thing is, it's what it is. There's a...
What? To MD's point of people, like supposedly people being mad at Edge trying to coach him, that was the same issue Punk.
But how do you know that, though? Like, how that... I'll listen to Dirty by certain things because it goes to be a wrestler that who has a certain issue with that wrestler. Because certain things don't get out from WWE. They're not gonna say this person's not coachable. I feel the biggest problem with AEW is a lot of people over there want to be liked by the dirt sheet. They want to be liked by the fans. Now in WWE,
I think it starts, but with things like that, it starts out from the top. And because of the person at top that wants to be liked and wants everybody to be on his good side and wants to be the favorite. And that's where it hurts him the most. But to that point, but that was the same thing they said about the issue with Punk and Jack Perry was Punk was trying to tell Jack Perry one thing and telling him this is maybe a better way to do it. And Jack was like, I ain't trying to hear that
but
shit.
But how we know that my thing is this, how we know that that's actually true?
We're just going off of speculation and rumors and the situation that happened.
We had a guest previously and he definitely mentioned that.
No, I get that. But it's a lot of things that a lot of these reporters will say. And I go like, that sound more like your personal opinion becoming fact.
But then also too, we can't like for any that's like that. Some people can say the same thing about us, and for us, it once again, people have their sources. Some people don't name them. Some people prefer to keep that to themselves. And so you just that's why everything you take with a grain of salt. You just be like, all right.
The reason why I kind of believe is because it says it too many times.
Okay.
If there's smoke, there's gonna be a fire.
Okay.
And that's one of the biggest problems that you're seeing is that some of them are not listening. Like, what are we doing? What are they doing? Now, I mentioned this before. Rocky Romero is gonna be the talent relations for AEW.
Yes.
I think Rocky Romero's
so talented.
It's
fucking
amazing.
Great dude.
He's a likable guy.
Yeah.
And I think he will help out the town because I think he's a little bit more. He can get into he's more likable.
So how do you feel about the whole Scott D'Amore situation?
That was trash.
Absolutely horrible.
Trash.
But what do y'all think about what you heard about CML and AAA?
So
wait.
They got forever beef.
There's new beef?
No, they got forever beef.
No. There's new layers to the beef.
Well, so apparently, as you've seen on Dynamite and things of that nature, where CML's been like this fake, like
invasion
angle and stuff like that.
Like
so,
ECW.
Very much so. Yeah, but it don't hit the same.
Thirsty.
Don't hit the same. Oh, I would have used all my water. But no, so apparently, the relationship that CMLL and AEW has is where now only CMLL wrestlers can be on TV and no other Mexican wrestlers that like whether they wrestle for AAA or wherever can't be on AEW products. So it's very interesting because it's like I feel like people would know more of the AAA guys than the CMLL guys. So
listen, wait. Weird. So the Viking King can't be on TV no more?
No.
Oh shit, he's in AAA.
My nigga was nice, B.
Oh. Wait, is it just Dynamite or is it like all
AEW? I don't know if it's.
I'm mad. We all.
I'm confused
shit.
Because I don't know if it's just like the matches or is it just they like They just can't be on TV. They can't be in the same, like, on a television show.
So you use all your AAA guys, make them basically, like, job them out, and now you're going to job up another set of Mexican wrestlers?
I don't listen. I don't know. Because supposedly both these niggas is backed up by the cartel.
So, yeah, not surprised. Because that's how Mexico gives it up. So AEW's agreement with CMLL exposes limitations on Mexican wrestlers' appearances. So apparently an update. So this is the update of their partnership. AEW has maintained a working relationship with AAA since its inception in 2019. The announcement of
AAA is new.
No, AAA has been like.
Oh, inception of AEW. Yes, I heard that wrong. Sorry.
The announcement of partnership with CMLL came out in October 2023. Following the announcement, one of the guys had debuted on AEW television against Rocky Romero.
I like that.
Given the historical rivalry between CMLL and AAA, new details have surfaced. Regarding, according to Uncle Dave, no other Mexican wrestlers can appear on AEW shows featuring CMLL talent. So that means
it's just a show
that AAA talent and CML talent can't be on the same show.
Okay. But
that was the same issue with the first Forbidden Door.
But something with really? MDB.
Remember that? Yeah,
it
like
was. Because of New Japan.
Because
yeah.
it was the AAA shit because it was Penta and all of them. They could be on Forbidden Door and Andrade because they was working for the AAA.
Something that MDD that and I said this. AEW need to close the Forbidden Door and focus on the wrestlers.
So and you know I what? Agree. I agree because there's no such thing. And them trying to hype up. And listen, I'm very big on, get your money, get your paper.
Oh, so that's what it is. CML's been around since the 1930s. Like they've been and busy. AAA has been around in 1990. So they see like another company coming in.
Because they're both Mexican wrestling taking
some of the...
basically, it's WCW and WWE.
Oh.
Yeah, forever. They got forever beef. So yeah, this clause on their contract gave rise to controversy inside the industry as it restricts opportunities
For
Mexican talent outside of CMLL's roster.
So Lucha Bros can be on TV with the CML guys.
Correct. No. Like they can't be on the same show.
So let me get this straight, right? I came to this company, sweat, blood, and tears with my brother and everything like that. We put on matches for you all the time, Tony. But then these dudes come in there, and now you're going to cost me my back?
So, in a regular world, you're 100% right. But in this Mexican world, I don't know if it's true, but I hear they're both backed by the cartel.
Most days. The same thing like with artists.
So... Tony's doing the right thing because he doesn't want to wake up with a horse's head in his bed.
Why don't Tony just don't mess with them?
That's the best situation.
Because you're ruining business and for
it,
me.
But it goes back to why don't you focus on the talent that you have instead of always trying to bring in random ass talent that either your core base knows and then everyone else is like, who the fuck are you?
No, you guys are 100% right. I don't know why his obsession with this, and it goes back to him just playing around with toys like you mentioned, or putting on his favorite sneakers. Like, bro, just focus on the talent that you have. Like MD, like people said in the chat, focus on that talent.
And mention beef that they had. They've had like forever beef. Conan talks about it on their podcast from time to time.
Because Kiki's part Mexican. Shout out to Kiki, All Elite Keeks.
Never knew that.
She's part Mexican, so she talks about it as well online. And that's how I learned about it, too. Like, I didn't know there was, like, and then Conan as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was, like, legit.
Yeah. Like, the niggas don't fuck with each other.
Like, it's crazy.
So, real quick, let's transition to the WWE side of things real quick. This week, SmackDown. Well,
y'all watching Bianca Belair?
Yeah, I got two more episodes left, but very good show.
So, do you want to review it next week?
Yes, okay, we can. We can review it next week, I promise you. There's only two more episodes, and me and Michael decided that. No, it for me, it was... I'll hold off until the next week. But on the WWE side of things, they are in full gear WrestleMania mode. Had the whole trailer during the Super Bowl. Woo, man. Fine. Let me tell you. This it is interesting. Even Michael said... Yo, it was so funny. Yesterday, Michael's sister, we were all watching TV. And she goes, right before we leave, she goes, yo, what's up with The Rock? Cody, like,
I love it.
What's going on?
Cody?
And in that moment, in that moment, I said, yo, they are doing everything to pull everybody in for this whole ride to WrestleMania. Like, I can't even, we were both like, girl, what? What you talking about?
And the good thing about this, and this goes back to the conversation where you make about streaming services. The fact that, hey, I want to watch WrestleMania. You know what? I got a Peacock app. Here's my password. There you go. The fact that I don't have to pay for American subscription, nothing like that. I could just be in Haiti, watch a Peacock on my phone. This is fire.
It's, you know what the biggest thing, and I fucking love it. It's the fact that what she just pointed out, people who don't watch wrestling on a regular
at all
are talking about it. And
hype.
I know Mike talks shit about The Rock.
Even he was, he rescinded.
But you have to understand, we just brought the biggest, one of the biggest stars in the world
back in his realm.
Put him into wrestling, and he's bringing the outside
he's
into the world.
He's bringing everybody that watch Fast 5, 6, 7, 8. What? He's bringing everybody that watches the new UFL football shit. Like, everybody.
What The Rock did was what Taylor Swift did to football. The Rock is wrestling's Taylor Swift.
Because he's...
not on the same level. No. Far from that. But it's very comparable to what Taylor Swift was doing.
Because he's doing something that a lot of people been trying to do in wrestling. He's bringing the fan from the middle of America, from the West Coast and the East Coast, and fans around the world.
He also doing things. One thing that wrestling's been struggling with: bring back the babies of the Attitude Era.
Let me explain to y'all. When he slapped Cody, he made Cody the biggest baby face in professional wrestling.
This man,
I don't care whether it don't matter what Cody Rhodes is by far the biggest baby face in professional wrestling.
Yes,
and it was all because Dwayne smacked him. And I was like, God damn.
And the good thing about The Rock being here, the press runs, everybody's making money.
Let's talk about SmackDown. Tonight, SmackDown in Salt Lake City has like 50 tickets left.
Sold out, basically.
Sold out the whole arena.
But the thing about it, I'm surprised people are so surprised about this.
No.
Like, do y'all not understand who The Rock is?
Not surprised.
The Rock has, on Instagram, he is in the top 5 of the most followed people on Instagram. Mm-hmm. That is, he has more followers than some countries have people in it.
Yeah, nah,
that shit is crazy. Like,
that shit is beyond.
I am loving this right now as a podcaster, as a wrestling fan,
as a
fan of The Rock. Like, bro, the press conference what day was on a Thursday?
Random ass Thursday.
Everybody's watching.
Tuned
it.
Tuned in. Triple H had us in a chokehold for 60 minutes.
Remember, 60 minutes. Let me add this layer to it. People flew in just for his press conference.
Bro, almost did it.
On a Thursday.
We almost did it.
Like, if that flight was not $500, Dwayne, baby, we would have been right in front of you.
Bro, and the thing about, I said this before and I'll say it again, this is the 40th WrestleMania.
Which is, like, when you look at it in a bigger spectrum, it's wild.
Joe Buttons was speaking about
Everybody
it.
Everybody was talking. TMZ, it was on TMZ. And y'all know.
But the thing is, I appreciate it. And even if it was like they plugged it in, I fucking love it because you know why? People know who The Rock is.
And then now everybody's starting to put the pieces together. So my question's to the table and we'll wrap up.
And don't forget, The Rock's always bringing kids fans.
Well, because Moana. When Becky mentioned that in the promo. Yeah. First of all, y'all know I don't really care for Becky like that, but I like that she did that in her promo where she brought that shit up. Where she was like, I have to explain to my daughter why this character Moana, why daddy wants to fight Moana.
Moana. Like, so you bringing a kiss fan.
Like, damn.
Come on.
That's true.
Bro,
and they're making a Moana too coming out the end of this year.
Right. So like
this nigga know how to make a bad.
So like who bad, knows? Bad, who knows? Bad. Like The Rock is typing in. The Rock is, because of The Rock being there, different audience group he's targeting. He got little kids. You know, little kids, once you get them, you got a fan for life.
That's what I said. Listen, he come out. Listen, if tonight SmackDown, mark my words, if there is a Cody Crybaby shirt, it will be purchased. Like, the moment he said that shit on Pat McAfee shit, I said, ooh, that shit
going. You go to Pat McAfee? And
shout out to Pat McAfee, bro.
Come on, son.
Yo, and you know what I also see, and I know you got to ask the question. Mm-hmm. The star player from the Pacers, they're two guards.
Yeah.
He was talking about wrestling. He was talking about Cody.
Huh? Tyler Hansbrough is the point guard.
Okay, he's the point guard. Yeah. plays like a two guard.
Shout out. Speaking about Indianapolis this weekend, All-Star weekend. So make sure to tune in for that.
You saw Booker T and Charmaine. He was hype.
Yo, wrestling fans are coming out the woodworks.
Yo, it's like Return of the Living Dead.
Halliburton.
You know how many people that best people that who have status, basketball players, actors that be liking our stuff. Like when certain stuff goes a certain level, I be looking like, oh, this person like basketball. Like Evan Fournier, like one of our posts.
Oh, shout out to him.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it
a lot.
But the thing about it, George Kittle was talking about
he's
it from
he's
the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah, but the thing about it, he was talking about it at the press conference for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Bruh.
And because that was my question. I was sitting here like, yo, why the fuck did they do that press conference in Vegas when it's in Philly? But in all actuality, it was the hottest media week and it was business-wise the biggest thing they could have done. Because Joy was telling me, she was like, yo, everything like media-wise, everybody was in town. So like the whole everybody in Vegas, anybody was in Vegas that week, and so was WWE. So for WWE to be in the same conversations as the Super Bowl, talking about our version of Super Bowl, it made so much sense.
And it was on Peacock app.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to say is, and we still don't know what's going to happen at Mania.
So, and that was actually my question, and it will wrap up my question to you. So now they had announced, Grayson Waller had announced on The Bump, that a special episode of the Grayson Waller Effect will be during Elimination Chamber. He will be having Cody and Seth as his guests on the Grayson Waller Effect
is
in Australia.
Is he from New Zealand or from Australia?
I think he's from Australia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think he's from Australia. Because they're right next to each other in a lot of light. And I think they have like the ability to be dual citizen without that paperwork. Okay. To be honest, there's certain countries, especially in that Polynesian type thing, that you can like country hop. But it's interesting. So now, after watching the trailer for WrestleMania during
my
the Super Bowl,
my ex is Simone,
and I'm gonna punch you
but
in
I have
whole
you
face.
Wrestling
so my question to the table and to you guys: if you think, do you think
he's from Australia?
Do you think that we're gonna get Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Roman Reigns night one?
Yes. Yes.
And night two will be the Roman and Cody match.
Yes.
And Seth will face, I'm going to be safe so soon, Drew probably will win Elimination Chamber. So it'll probably be Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins night two of WrestleMania. Is that what we're getting?
Yes.
Is that the way everyone will be happy? Because
I don't care.
That script and everybody was like,
so,
what the fuck?
So low key, I might go into Philly Wednesday.
So do you want Seth versus The Rock?
You said what?
No, I think The Rock is going
to
be
I think the tactic, to be honest, listen, I done already told y'all, Rocky is not wrestling Red T, okay? He was blown the fuck up doing that rock bottom agenda. So I think the tag match is probably the best way to do that. And Roman will definitely will be able to carry that side of the ring. Yeah. But no, it makes it exciting. It makes it, it's a great follow-up of last year's main event being
side
the tag team match.
Side note. Since we're racing Brock from history, right? So it Undertaker really only got defeated by Roman Reigns.
We're not doing this, and I'm not doing that.
Technically, yes.
I'm not doing that. No.
So technically, the guy, the black with the, doesn't exist.
No.
No, he doesn't.
Anywho, last words before we do sign out. So yeah, this week
I'm excited.
WrestleMania,
Philly,
man, it's about to be.
I'm coming Wednesday. I'm staying till Sunday.
Hope I'm roughing in Philly. You should.
Oh, okay.
I want to ref. Cause
I think that's a good
all
goal.
My niggas gonna be. Shout out to my son, KJ Clermont. He might be there. All my niggas gonna be there.
Yo, this is gonna be such, so ignorant.
Man.
I gotta book my hotel.
What a time.
I don't know if I'm
I don't know who you are Thursday, but hey.
I don't know if I'm gonna sleep at Adam's house.
Who's
he just
Adam?
Failed. His
homeboy. He's very nice. I like him. He's very
my
nice.
Man, Adam. I think somebody just crashed at his crib.
He with the
culture. Are you coming?
He with
yes,
the culture. He with
all
the
right.
culture.
All right. So we're gonna need some. We have to figure out hotel. Okay. Let me. You got your hotel?
I'm not. The plan right now is not to stay in Philly.
Okay.
So no.
Okay. Yeah. I remember you talking.
Yeah. My plan is to only be in Saturday. Come back. And then
I gotta work,
I'm coming with you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I might come like Wild Man is Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday.
I'm going in Wednesday.
I gotta come Thursday. Then
I'm going from Wednesday to Sunday.
Hey, Julian. Okay, cool, Julian. We'll see
I'm going from Wednesday to Sunday.
I got to go WrestleMania this year. Like,
and then
I've never been WrestleMania.
And then, listen, I'm going from Wednesday till Sunday. I am traveling all over Philly.
And you take Amtrak back on Sunday?
I think because I'm in Newark, Penn, so I can go straight there.
I was talking about with Mikey because we were like, yo, we might as well just rent the car because how easy it was to rent the car to just go to his mom's.
Yeah.
So that's why we were thinking.
But I think you should do it early before price might go up.
No, yeah. But it would be the getting a car here in New York. It wouldn't be getting a car.
We're gonna see Ralph Reigns.
Shout out to our Philadelphian brother.
No, MVB at 99. I'm already a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yeah.
We fly high. Do you
see that? No, it's not we.
It's not we.
Asterisk him.
Do you see this?
Asterisk him.
Do you see this?
Asterisk him.
Do you see this? But, we ready.
We are excited. Wow, it's your first. I told Mikey, no, I'm only really going because it's his first one. Because if it was up to
me, I'm a virgin.
I have to decline.
Somebody popping my cherry that weekend.
Whoa.
Pause. And then we.
All right. Well, guys. Well, thank you guys for joining us this mid-afternoon during a lunch break, whether it's morning, afternoon, evening. We appreciate everyone that jumps on the live. We appreciate you guys. We will be back at Legends for AEW Revolution, which will be in about 2 weeks. We will not have a viewing party for Elimination Chamber because that shit is at 5 o'clock in the morning. So you can watch it. Ashe, you can catch Mr. Can you get out of my damn shot? The fuck? You can check out Mr. Black down in Charlotte, North Carolina with our boys down and Ashe coming up next weekend. And then the following weekend will be HOG. So make sure to come out for that if you're in the tri-state area. And then after that will be the AEW Revolution viewing party. So make sure to come out and support. Try to think of anything else going on before we do sign off. No. March 30th, stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say.
Jobber Slam,
August 2024.
What is it? Coming to the ring.
I guess so, yeah. That works.
Jobber Slam coming to the ring.
So it's going to be, I'm not asking everyone to come in dashikis, but I'm just saying African print will be welcomed.
Wrestling's for the niggas.
But anyway, as always, I'm Janelle from HR here with So Wilkins and Mr. Black. Hashtag Black Excellence. Hashtag We Are Out.
That's perfect because I got to work on the promo video.